Downing Street has firmly ruled out a second vote by MPs on British involvement in military action against Syria in response to a suspected chemical attack last month which killed more than 1,400 people. The government says it has absolutely no plans to go back to Parliament on the issue. And in the Commons this afternoon, the Defence Secretary, Philip Hammond, said that circumstances would have to change very significantly for there to be another vote. Earlier, the Mayor of London, Boris Johnson, joined those saying that MPs should be asked to look again at the issue because President Obama had delayed any strike for more than a week. But the Deputy Prime Minister, Nick Clegg, said Parliament had spoken. In a separate development, a BBC poll suggests the majority of the British public are against military intervention. From Westminster, our political correspondent, Chris Mason.
Two former cabinet ministers, both of whom have served in government under David Cameron, join those who've already argued that MPs should consider voting again on British military action in Syria. The former Defence Secretary, Liam Fox, and the former International Development Secretary, Andrew Mitchell, said further evidence had emerged of President Assad's responsibility for the chemical weapons attack since the vote in the Commons last Thursday. The Mayor of London, Boris Johnson, added that President Obama's decision to consult Congress before any military action gave time for more facts to be established and so an opportunity for MPs to change their minds. Mr. Mitchell told The World at One, British military action shouldn't be ruled out.
This very rapidly moving situation. We've had new intelligence even since the vote last Thursday. We should certainly keep our options open, and that would certainly include the possibility of this returning to the House of Commons for further discussion and a further decision.
But the Defence Secretary, Philip Hammond, told the Commons that circumstances in Syria would have to change very significantly before the government would consider bringing the issue of military action back to the Commons. Both Downing Street and the Deputy Prime Minister, Nick Clegg, said Parliament had spoken.
We're not going to go back to Parliament with the same question on the same issue in response to the same atrocity the week before last, because that decision was made by Parliament. We've made it very clear to our international partners, the French, the Americans and others, that that is our decision now.
The scepticism seen last week in the Commons mirrors the lack of wider support for British military action in Syria. An ICM poll commissioned by the BBC suggests 71% of people in England, Scotland and Wales think Parliament made the right decision last week.